Hey, welcome everyone to Main Street. Lee Robers was supposed to be doing announcements this morning, but she's sick. So would everybody stand and greet each other and pass the peace? Looking at the newsletter, deciding what to announce, but the biggest thing in your bulletin, the affirmation of faith says 888. It is 881, the one we're all familiar with, and I apologize for that. I want to remind the Main Streeters of the trip to Holly Wild. Yes, that's on Monday, October the 10th, and you need to call Zella Williams or Francis Guerin to sign up. Sounds like a fun trip. I don't see anything else. Please check your newsletter weekly to find out what's going on in the life of the church. I don't think we're quite ready. I will also announce that Lee Robers is looking for seamstresses to help with making banners for the Advent season, so please contact her. Let us prepare our hearts for worship as acolytes come forward with the light of Christ.
Please stand for the call to worship. Come to Christ, the living bread, who satisfies those who hunger and thirst for what is right. Come to Christ, that being filled yourself, you may minister to the hunger and thirst of others.
The call to confession is printed in your bulletin. Let us join together in praying the call to confession. We cannot come before God unless we are first honest with ourselves about who we are, about the mistakes we make, and how or poorly we care for others. In this spirit, let us offer our prayers to God. Lord, we have come to see that our lives fall short of your glory.
Have mercy and forgive us.
Lord, you have given your life for us and poured out your Spirit, yet we fail to return your love with our whole heart.
Have mercy and change us.
Too often we are selfish and proud, ignoring you, Lord, and neglecting others. Lord, when we do not truly trust and obey you, we are overwhelmed by self-pity, fear, and worry.
Have mercy and deliver us.
In Christ, we are given a sure hope and secure love, yet we follow the false hopes and desires of the world.
Have mercy and forgive us.
Father, through the redeeming death of your Son on the cross, by your Spirit, and through your word, transform and renew us to follow you with joy.
Always we ask, confident in your unchanging faithfulness. Amen.
Let's join together in affirming our faith, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, in the life everlasting. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, 'tis now, shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
The Old Testament reading for today is selected verses from the 20th chapter of Exodus. We commonly know these verses as the Ten Commandments. These laws establish the people's responsibilities to God and to each other as part of the first covenant between God and his people. This is especially appropriate today as we celebrate Holy Communion, which established the new covenant between God and his people. Listen now for God's word to us. Then God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. For 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox, or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. When all the people witness the thunder and lightning, the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, They were afraid and trembled and stood at a distance and said to Moses, "You speak to us, and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us, or we will die." Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid, for God has come only to test you and to put the fear of him upon you so that you do not sin." The epistle reading is from Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 3, verses 23 through 29. This passage speaks of our oneness in Christ through faith. Listen again for God's word. "Now before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian, for in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
As we enter into our pastoral prayer, some of you may not have heard that Ms. Bobolin passed away yesterday, and they will be having a family funeral later in the week. Ask you to be in prayer for them today. Let us be in an attitude of prayer. Holy God, on this World Communion Sunday, as we search our hearts, as we make our private and personal confessions to you, as we feel again the loving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, as God's blood makes us worthy, worthy to come and to receive of these elements, and worthy again to proclaim your holy word. Holy Lord, we come to you this day and thanking you for all our brothers and sisters around the world who this day affirm their faith, affirm their dedication and commitment to you. And we pray, dear God, for ourselves and our church here, that as a result of that which we receive this day, that we would go out into the highways, into the byways, and to compel those who do not know Christ as their Savior to receive him into their hearts and through their lives. We pray, O God, that as a church, that we would always be looking out into the fields which are white in the harvest, and willingly going out and to serve our Lord. This day, dear God, as we worship you, we praise you and glorify your holy name, and affirm afresh that faith which has been given to us, that which has been passed down through the ages, that precious faith. We thank you, dear God, that it has taken root in the hearts and the lives of men and women here at Main Street and elsewhere, and that the gospel of Jesus Christ continues to go forward. Oh God, during these tough economic times, we pray again for our church family, and not only our family, but for all of those this day who may be suffering economically. We pray for those who may be in harm's way because of the occupation that they have, whether it be serving within our city or within our county or nation, wherever they may be. We pray, O God, for your peace and for the peace of Jerusalem, the peace that rules and reigns in our hearts. Help us again, O God, to be example of the believers by the way we love each other, by the way we fellowship together, by the way we care for one another. Lead us, O thou great Jehovah, in a plain path, that we might continue to give glory and honor to you. Be with those this day who have special needs, whether they are physical, spiritual, emotional. And may the healing balm of Gilead touch them in whatever area of their greatest need. And we pray as you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Before the ushers come, I would like to make mention that our first graders have been participating in worship readiness classes with Kathy Kelly. And last Sunday, the first graders helped Cindy Logan make bread to be used for today's World Communion service. During the offertory, these first graders will be presenting the grapes and the bread for communion. We invite our ushers to come forward as we prepare to worship God with our giving. Ushers.
Thank you.
us pray. Holy God, we consecrate these gifts for the furtherance of the gospel of Christ at home and around the world, as we affirm again that the church is universal. Bless these gifts. Bless the giver. Those who have not or chose not to give this day. Bless us all as a body of Christ, redeemed by your blood. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.
Please be seated, and we invite the children forward for the children's message.
Everybody, I'm glad to see so many of you bringing some change to put in those boxes. What are we up to, Miss Kathy? What are we?
Over
$100. That's fantastic. Y'all did a really super job this morning carrying in the flags and the signs with the names of the countries. Did y'all enjoy doing that? It was a lot easier doing it kind of everybody working together and taking turns. It would have been pretty hard if Miss Kathy had asked just one of you to carry in all of those flags and signs, wouldn't it? It would have taken a long time. You'd probably still be going back and forth to getting those flags. And lots of times in our church and in our communities and our schools, we can work together and everybody can do their part and everybody can do a job. How many of you have jobs at school that you get to take turns doing? I see lots of hands going up. I know my boys and girls at school this year have helped me by doing lots of different jobs in our classroom, maybe going to get breakfast or taking something to the office or helping a friend, washing the tables. There's lots of things that we can do. Okay, Hannah gets to help her teacher at school take things to the principal's office. Hopefully not because you're in trouble, just because you're being the helper. Okay. And so this morning, everybody got to be a helper, and everybody got to do a job. And there's lots of other jobs that you get to do at church, too. And today, Miss Kathy is going to be recognizing the boys and girls that are the acolytes and the crucifers at our church. Raise your hand if you remember what the acolytes do. What's the job, Wylan?
They bring the light of Christ in and out.
That's right. They bring the light of Christ in, do the service each Sunday. And when you're in third grade at our church, you get to start helping as an acolyte. And when you're in middle school and high school, you can help as a crucifer. So today, Miss Kathy is going to be recognizing all of our acolytes and crucifers and also giving out the crosses for the new crucifers. No, the new acolytes and crucifers.
All right. I want all of you to back up because we're going to do this while you're up here, because I think it's very important that the younger children realize that even as children, you can serve the church in some way. And I'm going to ask Sarah Hartung, who is our acolyte and crucifer coordinator, to come and stand with me as we recognize these fine young gentlemen and women. We have, we have a very large group of acolytes, and I think we have the largest number of crucifers we've ever had. We had 14 young people sign up to be a crucifer, and we really do appreciate that. I'm going to ask the returning acolytes to come and stand over here with Sarah, Lucas Bassett, Griffin Ballantyne, Bennett Charles, Caroline Joseph, Leighton Logan, Cecilia McGinnis, Wylan Radcliffe, and Olivia Rowland. And our new acolytes are Ann Baker, Haley Barnhart, Sam Crooks, and Rachel Holder. Y'all come stand. And then our returning crucifers, if I would have them come and stand with me on this side, Julia Baker, Bob Bennett, Scurry Charles, Joe Hartung, Jay Logan, Skylar McGinnis, Carly Rogers, Haley Rogers, Heron Warner. And then our new crucifers are Keaton Alexander, Peyton Joseph, Mary Ashlyn Perkey, Marissa Rogers, and Hampton Warner. And we are so excited to have all of you. What the church does for these fine young people is that we purchase wooden crosses for the acolytes to wear when they are serving, and we purchase silver and gold crosses for the crucifers that to wear when they're serving. I ordered them almost 2 weeks ago for the crucifers, and they're not in yet. So you will get yours when you serve. We will put them in the acolyte closet, and you will get those. But we did want to recognize you today anyway. But you returning acolytes, if you would open the new crosses and put them around the necks of the new acolytes, and these crosses are to be taken home, and then you wear them when you serve. And we are so glad to have all of you. Could we give these fine young people a round of applause? And Sarah got, I think we have our largest group of volunteers this year. We have 8 moms that are helping. And so there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that many of you don't even realize. But there's a volunteer, mom or dad, that meets these young people in the closet. That's the old women's bathroom, but it's the sacristy now. And they help make sure that they are dressed properly. And then they light the candles and get them where they're supposed to and send them down the aisle. So their jobs are very important. And when you boys and girls get old enough, I hope that you will prayerfully consider being an acolyte or a crucifer also. Many of you have only one more year, and some of you have 2 years. Some of you have a few more, but I think it will be an exciting time. Let us all pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for these boys and girls and these youth that have stepped up and heard your call. We ask that you continue to bless them and their families and all of these precious children of Main Street so that they can know that you live in their hearts and know your love and be ready to answer, "Here am I." In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, Master, God, we call with thee.
And you may be seated. Today is one of my favorite Sundays, I guess you could say, because it really communicates to me what the church ideally should be. I grieve many times when I see the divisions that have developed in Christ's body. And many times I try to do those things in the community that shows my willingness to fellowship with others of different faith persuasions, with the affirmation that we all embracing Christ as Lord and Savior. World Communion Sunday to me is that time when individual churches and faith groups choose to affirm again that we indeed are the body of Christ. When I think about our time here in fellowship this morning, and I'm reminded of the various ways that individuals choose to be remembered, I think of the great pyramids that have been built in bygone era. Many of us, I would guess most of us, have been maybe in cemeteries and looking at old tombstones and finding those that are part of our lineage of the past. And maybe some of those tombstones have been knocked over or broken, and there's no family member left to care for them and to reestablish them and to put them back in a place of honor. Maybe some are worn so much by the weather that you really just can't read what's on them. And you've seen where individuals would take pieces of paper and scratch some graphite on them, and they could read the writings to find out just who was buried there. Of all of creation, humans are the only ones that endeavor to be remembered after they are gone. I've already mentioned the pyramids. We think of the massive castles that were built, monuments, all types of things that speaks of individuals who have lived and gone on, and maybe what they meant to their community and to their church. This morning, it's a sobering reality to me that Jesus did not build such a monument to himself. Jesus did not write any books. And yet today we come here and we celebrate this meal, and Christ said when he instituted the supper, "As oft as you do this, you do it in remembrance of me." And today this meal expands across the whole world. Today, people of all nations and races and colors and creeds affirm that Christ came, that he lived among us. As the Bible says, he suffered like we suffer. He endured. And so today we come here and we acknowledge the past. This great faith that we continue to nourish maybe that was given to you or first shared with you by a family member, maybe a church Sunday school teacher, someone that caused you to be aware of a Christ that loved you. And today we come in our present time embracing that faith, holding it dear to our hearts, affirming again that I believe, and also affirming our imperfections. That we don't come here today and participate because of our self-made worthiness. But we come here today and participate because of God's love. Our sins made the cross necessary. God's love made it a reality in the cross of Christ. We come here today affirming that we're on a journey that causes us to be aware of our own needs, but also calls for us to be aware of our brothers and our sisters. We're called into a covenant with God, and a covenant with each other. A responsibility to choose and to say, Lord, here am I. And also, we look to the future. I know when I have been at the funeral of my loved ones, feeling the grief, the lostness of parents or relatives or friends. And yet in that moment of committal, there's not a hopelessness. There's a hope. There's a hope born out of this precious faith. So not only do we remember the past and the present, but we also look to the future. That the God who has been here all this time will continue this precious faith to our children and our children's children and their children. This faith will not die. For lo, over 2,000 years ago, not become of because of some great mausoleum, because of those words of institution, as oft as you do this in remembrance of me, but also we hold forth his faith, this faith, until he comes. Today, as John Wesley said, if your heart is as our heart, you are invited at this altar. We will be participating in intinction. If perchance you do put the bread in your mouth, go ahead and eat it. We'll give you another piece of bread. Don't take it out of your mouth and dip it in the wine for your fellow brothers and sisters to enjoy. I invite you now to turn with me in your bulletin and I invite those who are assisting me today to come to their respective places. Christ invites us to this holy feast. As we gather this morning, we remember our sisters and brothers from above and below the equator, from the east and from the west, from every time zone around the globe. As today's sunlight inches across land and sea, Christians gather to celebrate their place in God's family. Come, for the meal is ready.
Come, de nu altredo.
To God be glory, great things God has done.
A Dieu être la gloire pour toute la grande chose qu'il a fait.
Denn Gott, der uns sein, hat großer Ding Gott getan.
Ware gut, han har utrat stora ting.
Gloria al Señor. Grandes cosas ha hecho el Señor.
To prepare ourselves to partake of this holy meal, let us pray. Healing God,
Heilige Gott,
we come before you, broken yet seeking wholeness, isolated yet seeking community, overwhelmed yet seeking simplicity, shamed yet seeking grace.
God, we yearn for the healing you promised.
God of justice,
Dios de justicia,
we come before you, selfish, yet seeking a generous heart, arrogant, yet seeking humility, responsible for injustices, yet seeking forgiveness.
God, we yearn for the justice you promise.
God of peace,
Dieu de paix,
we come before you, afraid, yet seeking assurance, agitated, yet seeking serenity, angry, yet seeking a forgiving heart.
God, we yearn for the peace you promise.
Knowing that through Christ all things are made new, we come to this communion table to be renewed in our faith and commitment.
God, we submit ourselves to renewal through you. This we pray through Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Loving and gracious God, who summons galaxies into being,
kärleksfull och nådig är Gud som skapade galaxerna.
We give thanks and blessings to you.
Nous vous donnons des remerciements, des bénédictions.
We bless you for our world.
Bendito seas por nuestro mundo.
The diversity of our planet amazes us, from the prairies and pampas of the Americas to the dusty deserts of Africa and Asia, from the majestic mountains of Europe to the vast outback of Australia. We give you thanks for the variety of humanity.
Wir geben Ihnen vielen Dank für die Vielfalt der Menschheit.
With our complexity of color and culture, yet called into oneness of being through Christ, with many tongues, yet with one voice, we worship you, saying,
Hail, hail, hail,
God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in höjden.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. He commissioned us to be his witnesses to the needs of the earth and to make disciples of all nations. And today his family in all the world is joining at his holy table. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, Take, eat, This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And when supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Christ est mort. Christ est monté. Christ viendra de nouveau.
Christus est gestorben. Christus wird sich erhoben. Christus wird wiederkommen.
Anunciamos tu muerte. Proclamamos tu resurrección. Ven, Señor Jesús.
Christus hat dött, Christus opstanden, Christus kommer åter.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Renew our communion with your church throughout the world, and strengthen it in every nation and among every people to witness faithfully in your name. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. God, may this bread connect us more closely with you and our neighbors near and far.
Bless this bread, we pray.
May this fruit of the vine help to connect us with our sisters and brothers in Christ around the world.
Bless this cup, we pray.
Let us stand together and sing 557, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, a fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. Before our Father's throne, we pour our heart and prayers. Our fears, our hopes, our ways, our one our comfort stand, we share. Joining together in our responsive benediction as found in your bulletin. We who have shared food and drink as evidence of God's presence go out now to come to grips with a world in which many are still hungry. We get up from this table to share God's abundance with all. May the peace of God be with you all.